At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
What's up, peace, silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's me, your audible boo thing, sexy voice, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is a podcast where we shoot the shit and discuss a variety of awesome and a plethora of what the fuck moments. There are a lot of them. And if you're new here, thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it. Make sure you guys take a look at the titles of my past episodes. I think I might be able to tickle your fancy, if you will. Because, you know, I cover a lot. I have to burp. Is there something in there? Okay, we're good. So I cover a lot of random ass topics. We're talking about serial killers, embarrassing moments, paranormal stories, and more. Think of it as a YouTube channel that you can listen to. Yeah. So come in and join in on the silly. So let's go ahead and knock out the part where I tell you about my life, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So this week has been a busy one. I had to suck it up and go to the fellas, my male listeners. I'm sorry that you're hearing this discussion. I had to go to the gynecologist. Yeah. And as you guys know, I'm not a fan of doctors at all after my last experience at the hospital around Thanksgiving, but it was time for me to go, so I had to go. The good news is she was a black doctor, and I love that, and obviously she was female, and I don't think I can go to a male gynecologist. It feels like a setup, you know, but anyways, my doctor was super sweet and actually listened to me, and she knows what it's like to be a black woman, you know, and, it helps that my doctor gets that, you know what I mean? So it was great. It surprisingly was not a bad experience. So I guess, there are some doctors out there who actually care. Who knew? Shit. And many of you told me that. Many of you told me, hit me up my Instagram DMs, or you commented in the video where I talked about that on my YouTube channel. And you were telling me, hey, man, listen, not all doctors suck. There's some out there who are pretty great, you know, and it looks like I found one finally, you know. And if there was ever a doctor that I needed to trust, it's my gynecologist. All right. But after so many shitty experiences with doctors in my past and recently, it was hard at the time to even imagine the possibility that I could even have a doctor that I trust, you know. So let's move on. Enough about my vagina doctor. In other news, we got the Christmas tree up and dressed in my household. And we're the kind of family that does the artificial tree thing in our house. You know, we decorated the outside of the house, and then we drank some rum. Well, they drank some rum without me. I was on antibiotics at the time, you know, from when I had to go to the ER, and nobody would let me drink. So, yeah, they all just drank in front of me like a bunch of assholes. Ah, my loving family. Well, guess what? I'm drunk now. No longer on antibiotics. Everybody can suck it. So, yeah, if you were there, was it last Friday? I think it was. I did a TikTok live, and I got pretty wasted. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I didn't, because at one point, what happened was, guys, I had those like little kegs of Heineken you can get at the store. I don't know, it's like a liter and a half or something like that. I picked up the keg and drank directly from it. I did not put the beer in a glass. I picked up my Heineken keg, aimed it towards my mouth, and fired. That occurred. So some of you saw that. I think Willow saw that. So that's great. Thanks. Hey, Willow. Hey. Oh, hey, Boo. I didn't forget. We still have a podcast to record. We'll figure that shit out. I just want to let you know that I didn't forget you. So, another news. Let me update you on the new job hunt. So, I took my physical and drug test for the job that I'm looking for, and they pretty much finished my background check, and they said that they're waiting for something to come from Arkansas, and which is weird because I've never been there. I don't know why I would have a criminal background in Arkansas, but, you know, I'm just waiting for that, and I should be able to start soon. At least that's what they made it seem like in the email, you know. So fingers crossed on that. And anyways, I guess thanks for listening, guys, about my life. That's great. It's nice to feel wanted and cared about for a moment. Thank you. Appreciate that. And, you know, that goes to my non-skippers who stick with me in the beginning of my podcast episodes. I appreciate you. So let's go ahead and get into it. So last week, I had some memorable Thanksgiving moments that I shared with you guys. And trust me when I say they were memorable for many reasons. Someone got stabbed. Someone's grandma got drunk. It was quite the episode. If you haven't already, you might want to check that episode out. And make sure you subscribe to this podcast because you don't want to miss these random episodes that I post every Friday, all right? But today, in today's episode, Olivia from the Professionally Silly Pod group posted a link to some stories about people sharing their past life experiences. And I've actually had that on my list as a podcast topic to cover for quite some time, but for some reason, I never really got around to it. You know, it's I pick up my notebook, literally written down in a notebook, spiral notebook. And I just kind of wade through there and I get a podcast topic and I usually go with that. But there's so many on there, I probably just kind of scanned right past it. I have, I don't know, over 80, 90, maybe even over 100 different podcast topic ideas that we haven't even touched yet. So new show's coming. Don't worry about that. I'm not out of ideas yet, which is surprising. Wow. So anyway, lots of the new episodes that are coming, guys, you're not going to believe it because I was looking at the list that I have here and I'm just like, wow, the random is going to be flowing on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Best believe that. Okay. All right, so I don't know if you guys believe in past lives, but I think a part of me kind of does, you know. I've heard some pretty amazing and believable stories about people who have lived past lives. And I don't think that I've had a past life because I'm brand new. Teehee. Okay. So before we get into these past life stories, I want to remind you guys, if you have any of your own interesting experiences for the pod, email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Everything is spelled correctly. The word it's I-T-S. Professionally, PROFESSIONALLY, then the word silly. I'm looking at this, I'm realizing how long this fucking email is. Anyways, you can copy and paste it, email's down in the show notes. If you have any stories that you want to share, any experiences, anything that you want to share on the podcast, go ahead and email me there, okay? Because maybe your experience will inspire an entire episode, you never know. Hell, all Olivia did was post an interesting link on the Professionally Silly Pod group, and I was like, bet, let's do it. Okay. So your experience or your story can be scary or funny or what have you. Just copy and paste my email down in the show notes and email me your interesting experiences. Oh, don't forget to show your support for this podcast and the hard work that I put into it by leaving a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast platform that you're using, because I's everywhere and I ain't going nowhere no time soon. No idea why I decided to use an old black man voice, but it is what it is. Leave those 5-star written reviews. That'd be dope because you know what? I need those reviews for this podcast to grow and earn new listeners. Okay. That's what I need. That's what I need. Professionally Silly is ready to be heard by some new ears. And the more ears, the merrier. So, I wanted to share something with you guys that's super exciting. Recently, a company by the name of Vance Global reached out to me, and they wanted me to try their product. Vance Global is a Milwaukee-based CBD joints and hemp manufacturer. Vance Global is providing us with a safer alternative to smoking tobacco products, and they have even created recently the most potent CBD cigarette out there. That Delta 8. So if you are interested in CBD cigarettes or you're interested in an alternative to smoking tobacco products, this is for you. And Delta 8, oh, guess what? They've got gummies now too, and they are amazing. I ate a couple of them, and I had an amazing night's sleep. My mind shut off, and I dozed. Goodbye anxiety, and hello sweet dreams. So check out their Instagram at Vance Global and take a look at the merchandise. And if you see something that you want to purchase, make sure you go ahead and use the coupon code SMILES, all capital letters, S-M-I-L-E-S, the word SMILES, to get 20% off your purchase. Once again, the coupon code is SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Vance Global! I'll be sure to post the link down below in the show notes, and you can go ahead and click and start your shopping for your CBD cigarettes and or gummies and more today. So let's go ahead and take a look at this first story. Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever considered that you might have had a past life? Because it turns out there are a lot of people who have had them. And they say that there are signs to let you know if you've actually had a past life. And I'll share a couple of them with you. But there's definitely more than what I'm sharing. You know, Google that shit. That's my mantra here. Deja vu could be one of those signs. Now, that moment when something you're doing or saying seems extremely familiar, like you did or said the same exact thing before, but you can't quite figure out why you're experiencing that familiarity. Familiarity. That is a hard word. Familiarity. I feel like the longer I say it, the worse it sounds. Familiarity. This is a hard word, y'all. Say it. Because if you think too hard, you're going to fuck it up like I just did. It's a very simple word. All right, fuck it. Anyway, sometimes, you know, sometimes you just got to give it up. Sometimes your dreams or nightmares can be a sign. If you dream about everyday stuff, like, I don't know, working a job that you've never done, or washing the dishes in a house that you've never been to or lived in. Also, if you dream about a specific person that you've never met, but they keep reappearing in your dreams, they just have a recurring role, just always there, maybe that person was important to you in your past life. Maybe you were in a relationship with them. Maybe they were your mom or a sibling or something like that. I don't know. Hell, birthmarks can even be a sign of a past life. Now, I remember hearing that the shape of your birthmark could be significant to your past life. Oh, by the way, drink every time I say past life. So on liveabout.com, they shared some information about the birthmark thing. Okay. Now there was a case in the 1960s that, the psychiatrist at the University of Virginia, Ian Stevenson. Now, he said that there was this kid from Indiana who said that he remembered living his past life as a man named Marha Ram. Now, mind you, guys, I think this might be an Indian name, but I'm not quite sure. Marha Ram. Anyways, he was killed by a shotgun blast that was fired at close range. Now, this kid actually had an array of birthmarks in the center of his frickin' chest. Okay, that looked like that they could have come from a shotgun blast, all right? Now, the shape of the birthmarks, I mean. Now, that psychiatrist was able to prove that there really was a man named Maharam. Okay, and he really was killed by a shotgun blast to the fucking chest, all right? So the autopsy report said that the man's chest wounds completely corresponded directly with the boy's birthmarks. So, that's some creepy shit when you think about it. I have a birthmark, you know, on my thigh. I don't know what it means. I don't even know what the shape of it is. It's just a birthmark. I don't know. Maybe I was stabbed with a needle and poisoned in my past life. I don't know. Maybe I was shot. Or maybe it doesn't mean anything. That's the best part about all of these theories and ideas and beliefs and whatnot. It's so awesome to feel like there's more to everyday shit. There's something else out there that we've never experienced or never even really thought of. And for me, the past life experience that people are talking about, I find them very intriguing. I really do. Man, that is wild. Like, your birthmark could tell a story. Like, that's crazy. You know what I mean? I never really thought about it that deep until today. This is dope. All right, so we got boardpanda.com. They're coming in with a past life story as well. So, okay. So this one is really interesting. It's about a 4-year-old who shares his past life experience with his mom. And it reads, when my son was 4, we had driven past a cemetery. He asked me if I remembered when he died and was buried. I said no and asked him what he meant by saying that. He said he died, was buried in a cemetery, and that's when he started growing in my belly. The hairs on the back of my neck stood up when he said this. He doesn't really remember saying this, though. Okay. That's some creepy shit. Let me tell you something. I've gone through a lot of these past stories to find something, to find the most interesting ones that I found interesting anyways. And a lot of them are about kids who are between the age of 2 and 4. A lot of them are. I'm not hearing a lot of, like, 16-year-olds talking about some, yeah, I used to be a bootlicker, or... Is that a thing? What am I trying to say? That doesn't seem right. Whatever. But it just seems to be like, you know, small children who remember these things and then later on they grow up and they forget that they even said it, you know, or they even said these things, which is, I don't know if there's a pattern there or not, but it's interesting. But I tell you what, I don't have a kid at all. I have no children, but that would kind of freak me out a bit. It would be like I gave birth to an old dead person. You know, I know that's a dark and weird way to look at that. But shit, you know, would that not creep you out just a bit if your kid told you, do you remember when I died and when I was buried? Do you remember that? What the fuck are you talking about? Eat your Cheerios. The fuck? I died and then started growing in your belly. No, bitch, shut up and go watch, what's that shit? Kalu? What's that little bald, white baby, Kalaloo or some shit? I don't know. I don't have any kids. Over it. What is that dude's name? Damn it. Kalaboo, Kalaloo. That's going to bother me. If you guys remember what that is, hit me up on the podcast, Instagram or Twitter or Facebook group and be like, Amber, you dumb bitch. This little kid, it's like the modern day Charlie Brown. He's like a bald white kid and he's like a cartoon. All right, let's go to the next story. So this one's coming from BuzzFeed.com because they discuss literally everything on their site. So this is a story that's told about a man who remembered his own past life when he was in Budapest. And apparently he died in an alleyway outside of a nightclub, which is just not the way anybody really wants to go. I don't want to die in an alley outside of a nightclub. Ugh. All right. So it reads, I don't believe in the paranormal. I'm a pretty reasonable guy. I have degrees in science and healthcare, and I'm pretty grounded. But since I was a child, I had a memory of me stumbling out of the back door of a club. I couldn't hold myself, either really drunk or on drugs. and I slipped down a staircase, hit my head in the alley, and died. I was about 19. I was thin, had long blonde hair. I was wearing a brown red leather jacket. I remember the neon sign, the staircase, the door that I walked out of, even the interior. I can paint the picture perfectly, if I had any talent and art. Anyways, so 2 years ago, I took a leisure trip to Budapest, and while exploring the ruined pubs with my wife, I found the fucking alley. It was funny because I remarked to my wife earlier when we arrived that I felt something about Budapest that felt like home and familiar. And I felt oddly too comfortable there, like I could have never left. I think about this quite often. First of all, okay, how crazy is that? Not only to remember your death, but to end up in the exact place you died, that's a lot. Wow, I can't. Well, that's a good way to end that sentence. I can't, okay? But I really can't imagine that shit at all. You know, he had that familiar feeling about having been there before, you know, like that deja vu thing, you know. He said that it felt like home. Being that familiar with a place that you've never been before is, in my opinion, definitely a sign that you could have had a past life. You know, I can't help but wonder what his wife was thinking when he explained that shit to her. You know, hey, you know, this alleyway that we're in looks familiar. I feel like I died here. Did I die here? Wife is like, I think you've had too many beers at the pubs there, honey. You know, a lot of people would find that a little creepy, but I would probably have, you know, had him give me a fucking tour of Budapest. Clearly, you know, all the best places. You know where not to die. You know all. You know where all the good restaurants are. You've been here before. Hook me up with a free amazing tour. That'd be dope. But no, that would be creepy as fuck if somebody asked me, "Do you remember me dying here? I feel like I died here." That's a lot. I don't want to deal with that. No, thank you. All right. So this next story is coming from BoredPanda.com, and as you guys know, it's one of my favorite sites. Definitely like. It's got so many random topics. It's one of those sites that you really enjoy kind of scrolling through right before you go to bed. Or a really good toilet read, you know, taking a good shit, you know, reading Bored Panda. It's fantastic. Anyways, this story, we have another four-year-old boy who is sharing his story with his grandfather of a memory of him quitting his job. 4 years old, quitting his job. I feel that, man. I feel that. And here we are again, once again, between the ages of 2 and 4. You know, that's... I don't know. I think we have a pattern here, you know, when they, I guess between those ages is when they can remember their past lives the best. I don't know. Anyways, it reads, when he was around 4, my grandson used to talk about his job at the ice factory. One day he was talking about his boss, Farvo, and the day he quit. I asked him why he quit, and he turned to me and quite passionately said, "I'll tell you why I quit. They made me work 15 days in a row without a break, and I had enough of that." It was weird hearing all that righteous anger coming out of that little boy. Yeah, it is. First of all, did you guys like my little boy voice? It was beautiful, wasn't it? Oh, I know. First of all, I had no idea there was a such thing as an ice factory, but, you know, I guess that makes sense. You know, just never really thought about it. You know, and second, I can't even fathom how weird it would have been to hear a 4-year-old boy explain passionately why he quit his job. "I'll tell you why I quit. They made me work 15 days in a row without a break, and I've had enough of that." Like, what the fuck, right? Like, I don't blame the kid, though. You know, I would have been kind of pissed, too. I mean, damn, can I get a day off? Shit. Good for him, damn it. Good for him. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's anything is fucking possible. Anything. Shit. You know, maybe you were a king in your past life. Maybe you were a prostitute or a different gender, or you could have been a mailman. Who knows? Or maybe you're just like me and you're brand new. Yes. Ah. Okay. But what truly matters is the person that you are right now in this moment, in the present. The things that you did in your past, they don't matter anymore. They're gone. So if you've fucked up in your past, if you've made mistakes, what have you, forget it. Forgive yourself, love yourself, embrace yourself, and be the best you that you can be. I know that's a little soft for this channel. I mean, for this podcast, but you know, it needs to be said sometimes. We are really hard on ourselves about things that we've done or thought or wanted to do or what have you. And you just give yourselves a fucking break, okay? Professionally silly life rules. Give yourself a fucking break. How about that? I want to go ahead and thank you guys so much for listening. I am super glad that you guys are here with me and you're enjoying yourself, or at least I hope you are. Make sure you guys check out the podcast Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And of course, check out the Professionally Silly Pod Group on Facebook. I want to go ahead and shout out Olivia again for the post that you put on the Professionally Silly Podcast Group. This post inspired this entire episode, so thanks for the inspiration. I want you guys to feel free to post up there. It's our little silly forum, if you will, so join in. If you want to join in on the silly and you have any of your own stories and or experiences that you want to share, email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. And it can literally be about anything as long as it's interesting. And there's a good chance that your story could even inspire an entire episode topic. So send those in. Okay. And Willow, once again, I haven't forgotten you, boo. I haven't forgotten you. So you can also leave me a message on Anchor app or my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. I would love to hear from you, hear your beautiful voices, and share it on the podcast. Nothing says success for a podcaster like a listener calling in and telling that podcaster, I love everything that you're doing on the air. I would like to experience that. So leave me a voicemail or text message. Once again, 805-664-1828. And I'll put you on the show unless you say otherwise. All right. I want to thank you guys again so much for chilling with me and coming back every week. And I'm glad that you're here. I am, you know, and if this is your first time listening, I hope that you decide to come back and join me every Friday as we get professionally silly. Please support this podcast by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts, if you've got that. And be sure to share this podcast with a friend, man. They'll enjoy themselves too. Share the silly with as many as you can and let them know that this podcast is available on Spotify and Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. Just Google Professionally Silly Podcast. I'll pop the fuck up. Yes, I will. And also leaving a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts, it would really help this podcast grow, because let's face it, Apple Podcasts, they pretty much own the podcasting world, you know, and if you get good reviews there, you matter other places, you know, so I got to start there. I want to want you guys to go ahead and check out the show notes down below for some bonus information, like my social media stuff. I've included my Linktree link, which it has all the links to all of my most used social medias and platforms, you know, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, my YouTube channels, my Cameo, all kinds of stuff. It's all there. And speaking of Cameo, yes, I do have a Cameo. I don't really talk about it much. I probably should, so I can probably, you know, make a couple of bucks, you know. But for those of you that want shout outs or personalized video messages for you, a friend or a family member, or maybe even a small business, I don't know, it can be for any occasion, birthdays, holidays, or what have you. I don't know. It's up to you. You can find the prices for my Cameo page at Amber Smiles Jones. I've done about 20 Cameos so far, and it is a lot of fun. So check me out on Cameo at Amber Smiles Jones for your personalized video message. How about that? And I put the link to that in the show notes as well, and you can also find that on my Linktree. So also, for those of you that are interested in writing me or sending me things or what have you, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533 Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. You can literally send me anything you want, and I'll open it right here on the air and post a video of the unboxing on my YouTube channel. That's how that works. You know, content, content, content. That's what I'll be doing. Once again, it's your Audible boothang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Enjoy the silly while you can, and come take it seriously with me every Friday right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.